Thank you, Vice President Banwell, for your very kind introduction. President Mrs. Taylor, Vice President Mrs. Banwell, ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a great pleasure for me to be in this heartland of the United States and to be in the home state of President Lincoln. And so I want to thank the Knox College for inviting me here to speak to this distinguished audience. And I will first begin by talking about U.S.-China relations. Then I move on to China's peaceful strategy for development. As you all know, China is the biggest developing country, and the United States, the biggest developed country. China-U.S. relationship is one of the most important bilateral relationships in the world. In recent years, this relationship maintained overall stability and continued to make new progress. Our top leaders talk to each other frequently. Last year, President Hu Jintao and President Bush had three meetings, made several telephone calls, and exchanged many letters. They exchanged views on the bilateral ties and important international and regional issues of shared interest. At the inaugural China-U.S. Strategic Economic Dialogue, held at the end of last year, Vice Premier Wu Yi and Secretary Henry Paulson had an in-depth discussion and reached important common understanding about the macro, strategic, and long-term economic issues. We also held a third round of the strategic dialogue. These exchanges and dialogues have gone a long way in enhancing strategic mutual trust between our two countries. China-U.S. economic and trade ties go back a long way. The economies of China and the United States have a lot to offer each other. Equal and mutually beneficial economic cooperation and trade serve the fundamental interests of both our countries. Last year, China-U.S. trade set a new record of over $260 billion, which was over 100 times the trade total when we established diplomatic relations. Our countries have become the second biggest trading partners for each other. According to U.S. statistics, China has been America's fastest growing export market for 3 years in a row. U.S. export to China tripled in the last 5 years and increased by more than 30% last year. And the trade between China and the United States has brought along 4 to 8 million job opportunities in America. Caterpillar is a good example of how the market in China helps create jobs in America. According to President Bush in a speech delivered during his visit to Caterpillar on January the 30th this year, the company's fast-growing exports to China have helped create more than 5,000 new jobs right here in America. At the same time, over 1,100 competent Chinese companies are vigorously exploring the U.S. market and are contributing their share to local economic growth and job market. The Chinese shipping giant, Costco, has been providing direct service to Boston since 2002 and created over 9,000 job opportunities in port service and transportation. Another Chinese company, Haier Group, has opened a facility in South Carolina, making refrigerators and creating hundreds of new jobs for the local people. China will encourage more competent Chinese enterprises, including manufacturers, to invest and set up factories in America. The current China-U.S. economic and trade relationship is on the whole good and healthy. There are differences of views and frictions, but these are side products in the process of fast-growing economic cooperation and trade. I believe that our two countries should resolve these problems through candid dialogue and a consultation on an equal footing in the spirit of mutual benefit and common development. In addition to bilateral cooperation, the importance of China-U.S. relationship is also reflected in our cooperation on major international and regional issues of shared or similar interests. As a result of the joint efforts of China, the US, and the other parties concerned, the third session of the fifth round of the six-party talks on the Korean nuclear issue held earlier this year issued a document entitled Initial Actions for the Implementation of the Joint Statement. This was a fresh progress in the six-party talks and the process of denuclearization of the peninsula. China and the United States maintain close consultation and coordination on the Iran nuclear issue, the Middle East, the Darfur issue of Sudan, and the United Nations affairs. We are also expanding our cooperation on energy, environmental protection, and disease control. These are issues of vital importance to the peace and the well-being of mankind, and the coordination and the cooperation between China and the U.S. on these issues have had a far-reaching impact on world peace and prosperity. Ladies and gentlemen, President Hu Jintao and President Bush will meet again alongside the G8 plus 5 in Germany next month. The strategic economic dialogue will be held in Washington, D.C. in 2 weeks' time for the second time. And the fourth round of the strategic dialogue will take place next month. The Chinese side will join hands with the United States to get ready for these meetings and dialogues and try to make them positive and fruitful, while further expanding the scope and exploring new growth areas for economic cooperation and trade. China is also ready to have candid dialogue and equal consultations with the United States in a spirit of mutual benefit and common development in order to appropriately resolve the problems existing in our economic and trade ties. The most sensitive and core issue for U.S.-China relationship is the Taiwan question. It involves China's core interest and is our biggest concern. The latest development of the situation within the island shows that the Chen Shui-bian authorities in Taiwan have become more reckless and dangerous in pursuing the enduring independence of Taiwan through the so-called constitutional reform. This is posing the biggest immediate threat to peace and the stability in the Taiwan Straits and Asia-Pacific region. We hope that the United States will earnestly fulfill its commitments to abide by the One China policy, observe the three China-U.S. joint communiques, and oppose Taiwan independence, stop pushing for sales of advanced weapons to Taiwan, unequivocally oppose Taiwan independence, and take effective measures to prevent it. Both China and the United States want to see peace and stability maintained in the Taiwan Straits. Both should work to uphold our shared interests. Ladies and gentlemen, China's economy has maintained an average annual growth rate of 9.6% for 3 decades since its introduction of the reform and opening up policy. Our GDP was about $2.63 trillion US dollars in 2006, ranking fourth in the world. Export and import hit $1.76 trillion US dollars, making China the third largest trading nation in the world. China's development has reached a new historical starting point. The sustained and rapid development in China has benefited not only the Chinese people, but also people of the world. Since joining the World Trade Organization in 2001, China had been importing around 500 billion US dollars of goods every year and created about 10 million jobs for the exporting countries and regions concerned. This strong momentum continued in 2006, with the total import reaching 791.6 billion US dollars. China has attracted a total of 685 billion US dollars of paid-in foreign investment since the adoption of the reform and opening up policy. Over 480 of the Fortune 500 companies have made investment in China. The total number of foreign-funded companies in China has exceeded 600,000, and they remitted $280 billion U.S. dollars of profits out of China from 1990 to 2005. The direct overseas investment by Chinese enterprises has increased at an annual rate of 43% since 2002, and reached $73.3 billion U.S. dollars by the end of 2006. Despite the impressive figures, China's per capita GDP is only 2,000 U.S. dollars, ranking behind 100th place in global listing. We still face many challenges. They include low living standards in most places, uneven development between rural and urban areas, between different regions, and between economic and social undertakings, mounting pressure from the huge population and the strains on resources and the environment, and livelihood affecting challenges such as employment, social welfare, and income distribution. China remains the developing country and a long way from modernization. Development is the only way to meet those challenges. How are we going to achieve development? We are committed to taking a socialist path with Chinese features that is suited to our national conditions, in keeping with the trend of the time and reflecting the will of the people. We pursue scientific, harmonious, and peaceful development under the guidance of the scientific thinking on development. And we are committed to turning China into a prosperous, democratic, culturally advanced, harmonious, and modernized socialist country. This is a path of development we have embarked on in keeping with China's national condition and the trend of the times. Scientific development is about achieving people-oriented, all-round, coordinated, and a sustainable development. Harmonious development aims to achieve integrated and coordinated development in accordance with the overall plan of building socialism with Chinese features, and the peaceful development calls for achieving development by upholding world peace and upholding world peace through China's development. We should put into practice the scientific thinking on development. This means we should be guided by this thinking in every step we take in the whole process of promoting economic and social development. We must adjust China's economic structure, change the mode of economic growth, strengthen resource conservation and environmental protection, promote reform, opening up and independent innovation, enhance social progress, and improve people's livelihood. In short, we need to ensure that China's economic and social development advances in a scientific way. Growth rate is important to our economy, but we need to see growth rate in a new light. What we want is a growth rate that balances the economic structure, brings good economic returns, ensures efficient use of resources, and protects the environment. It should be a growth rate that improves economic performance and sustains steady development. It should be a growth rate that ensures balance among major sectors, bringing more benefit to our people, and boosts overall social harmony. Harmony between man and nature is a value we Chinese deeply hold. As an ancient Chinese saying goes, do not drain the pond to fish or burn up the forest to hunt. To ensure sustainable development, the Chinese government pursues environmental protection and resource conservation as a key state policy. Sustainable development as a major strategy and the building of a resource-conserving and environment-friendly society as a national goal. China has already formulated its own Agenda 21 and the Program of Action for Sustainable Development in China in the early 21st century. Furthermore, this year's report on the work of the government requires breakthroughs in energy and land conservation, waste reduction, and environmental protection as a part of the overall efforts to change the pattern of the economic growth. Once again, the report calls for taking steps to hit the following targets by 2010, namely 20% reduction in energy consumption per unit of GDP and 10% reduction in the discharge of main pollutants of the 2005 level. China also takes an active part in international cooperation in resources and the environment. It has acceded to many international conventions, including the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, the Convention on Biological Diversity, and the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification. China fulfills its due obligations in a highly responsible way. China has been and it will remain actively involved in promoting the peaceful development of the world. We will continue to follow the path of peaceful development and pursue the strategy of opening up for mutual benefit and a win-win progress. We are committed to building a harmonious world of lasting peace and a common prosperity. Ladies and gentlemen, looking ahead, we are seeing the growing importance of a healthy and a stable China-U.S. relationship to both countries and to the rest of the world. I believe that both China and the United States should always approach and handle our relationship from a strategic height and long-term perspective, and work together to further strengthen our dialogue, enhance mutual trust, broaden our horizon, and open our minds to expand the areas of our cooperation and our shared interests. We should also appropriately handle our differences and the sensitive questions in order to safeguard the overall interests of our relationship. As long as we both work hard, our constructive and cooperative relationship will see even better days. Thank you very much.